is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 30th of May, 2014. The Lincoln Memorial was dedicated on this day in 1922. The architect Henry Bacon designed it to resemble the Parthenon. It has the Gettysburg Address on one wall and on the other the second inaugural address of Lincoln. There is a myth that the profile of Robert E. Lee appears in the locks of Lincoln's hair. The National Park Service says that is not true. It is true, however, that at the dedication in 1922, the audience was segregated, and the keynote speaker, Robert Moton, president of the Tuskegee Institute, an African American, was not allowed to sit on the speaker's platform. It was on this day, 1849, Henry David Thoreau published his own book, A Week on the Concord and Merrimack Rivers, an account of a two-week boating trip that he'd taken with his brother John from Massachusetts to New Hampshire and back. Henry had been the introverted one. John was more gregarious. The two brothers were very close. And a few years after their boat trip, John contracted tetanus and died in his brother's arms. It was after that that Henry decided to go into seclusion, build a cabin by the banks of Walden Pond, lived there for 2 years, and in those 2 years he finished the draft of The Week on the Concord and Merrimack Rivers, and he also wrote a series of lectures that would eventually become his classic Walden. The book A Week on the Concord and Merrimack Rivers did not sell well, and the publisher delivered all the unsold copies to Thoreau's home in Concord. Thoreau wrote, "I have now a library of nearly 900 volumes, over 700 of which I wrote myself." And it was on this day in 1431 that Joan of Arc was burned at the stake for heresy in Rouen, France. She was 19 years old. She had led the French army at the Battle of Orléans, defeating the English, eventually was captured by enemy soldiers. She was interrogated endlessly, spent her time in prison chained to a wooden block. She was told that if she didn't sign a confession, she would be put to death, and she signed it. A few days later, she renounced the confession, and on this day in 1431, she was burned at the stake. She was mostly forgotten for about 400 years, and then revived as a great national heroine during the French Revolution. She became the only person ever burned at the stake for heresy, who later became a saint. Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston, The Months. March, when the Earl King came to steal away the child in Goethe's poem, the father said, "Don't be afraid, it's just the wind," as if it weren't the wind that blows away the tender fragments of this world. Leftover leaves in the corners of the garden, a Lenten rose that thought it safe to bloom so early. April, in the pastel blur of the garden, the cherry and red bud shake rain from their delicate shoulders as petals of pink dogwood wash down the ditches in dreamlike rivers of color. May, mayapple, daffodil, hyacinth, lily, and by the front porch steps, every billowing shade of purple and lavender lilac, my mother's favorite flower, sweet breath drifting through the open windows, perfume of memory, conduit of spring. The Months, a poem by Linda Paston from The Last Uncle, published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org, and by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.